welcome back to another podcast. So today we are going to be learning about medieval stained glass. And in this podcast, hopefully you will learn how stained glass was made in the medieval times, who used stained glass, why stained glass was important, who kind of came up with the idea and invented stained glass, and kind of just the general history of stained glass in the medieval ages. But first, there's an ad from Bartell Drugs. Come to your local Bartell Drugs to get your FIFA World Cup merch, like jerseys for $15.99 and soccer balls for $5.99 and tickets for $2.99. And we will send you on that flat all the way to Sochi, Russia to watch the games. Also, you can get free snacks here too. Whoa! This is all fixing my cursing and you may be arrested. Thanks, Bartell Drugs. Yay! So, there was only really one type of stained glass in the medieval ages, and that was stained glass. And stained glass was mostly found in churches or cathedrals to kind of help glorify them or beautify them to make them more welcoming to the public and more, like, happy. But the only time you would really see stained glass outside of your local church would be if they were in, like, a castle. Because some kings or queens would have, like, stained glass windows to make their castle seem happier and more welcoming. Like, hey, come to our kingdom. We're better. And the stained glass windows they would usually have would either be of, like, them, something important to them, maybe their family, or, like, one of their favorite stories from the Bible, or just stuff like that. But first I'm going to be talking about the process of making stained glass. So the process of making stained glass starts out with a life-size sketch of whatever you would like to make out of, well, whatever window you would like to create. And in medieval times, it would usually be of, like, God or Jesus. So for my example, I'm going to be using Jesus on the cross. So we would draw Jesus on the cross, and then we would label what color we wanted each piece of glass to be. So in the life-size drawing, you would kind of separate what... Well, you would draw it and you would also kind of separate it to so you knew how much glass you would need. And then you would say, oh, well, the wood of the cross is brown, so you would label that brown. And the grass is green and the sky is blue and Jesus' hair is brown and all that. And then you would make the glass, which in medieval times they used a mixture called potash, which was a mixture of sand, wood ash, normal ash, and just any, like, raw materials or precious metals that you needed to, like, dye the glass to make them the certain color. So if we were making brown glass, then we would take, like, dirt or cow poo or stuff like that, stuff that's, like, brown or is naturally brown, and kind of, like, mix it in with the potash and then melt it. And then you would make the potash, well, then you would make the, like, warm glass into, like, a circle. And then you would smash it down with, like, a hammer to make it thin, well, as thin as you need it to be for the glass. And then you would set that out to, like, cool off and kind of fully form, like, your, I don't know, make glass. But glass cools off really fast, so. And then you'd make all your different batches of glass, and then after that you would cut each piece of glass to the size, so that's, you would use, like, your life-size drawing to, like, kind of predict how the size, well, you'd find out what size you needed the glass to be, and you needed it to be, like, as close to the actual size as possible. And so then after you did, cause yeah, and then after that you would paint all the features on to the pieces of glass. So, for example, like, Jesus' face, like, the ripples in his hair, his, like, ribs, the onto, you'd paint, like, the fabric that goes over his ding-dong and stuff like that. And then, after that, you would stick those pieces of glass into a kiln to fuse the paint to the glass. And then after that, you would use your life-size sketch again to kind of put each piece of glass together. So there, you would have your mosaic, and then the last step is to put lead in between each piece of glass and around it, and then you would melt the lead so it like actually held the glass, and then your window's done! Woo! And back then it would take them around like a month to make this. So there was no real like inventor of stained glass, but the person we reference or we, like, kind of hand it all off to is a man named Theophilus Prevester, who wrote a book called On Diverse Arts, which is the only resource that we have about medieval stained glass, because all the rest of them were destroyed or didn't survive, like, that such a long period of time. So we kind of just gave him all the credit. The definition of stained glass is colored glass used to form a decorative or pictorial designs, notably for church windows, both by painting and especially by setting contrasting pieces in a lead framework. So this is really accurate, and I agree, but each time you look up a definition of stained glass, it's just the same thing, but like simplified. So I personally really like this one the best, because I think it explains it the best. And stained glass dates back to around 5,000 years ago in around the 12th and 13th centuries. Like I said before, they were there to help beautify churches and make them more welcoming to the public, because they would just have had like normal glass windows, and that was kind of like, oh, woo. And then once they added them, they would be like, oh, well, there you go. It's more pretty. And it would also make kind of the church more brighter and seem more happier. And the name stained glass comes from the silver stain that it makes when you make the stained glass, because when you like add the like natural or raw materials, it stains the glass to make it the color. So that's kind of how it got its name. Cathedrals and churches acted as the central place for stained glass because, one, it helped, like I've said so many times, it helped make them more beautiful and more welcoming to the public. Like, hey, come to my church. It has these beautiful stained glass windows that tell the story of God. Woo! And two, because to medieval Christians, they were more than just art. They were kind of like a sign from the heavens. Like, oh, he's watching us do all this good stuff. Woo! Personally, I think the Saint Chapel, which is in Paris, is one of the most well-known medieval churches that's still around, and I think it's a really good example of medieval stained glass, because it has 15 windows in it, and they're all biblical stories, and they're all 50 feet high, and they're just really, like, it's one of the most recognized medieval churches that's still around, so I think it's really cool and important. And it was built, well, the windows were made by King Louis VI, who was actually not necessarily a king. He was just one of the most famous, he was a really important stained glass worker in the medieval times. So yeah, and stained glass was important because, one, it was one of the earliest forms of art that, well, 3D art that we've known, besides, like, sculpting, because it was, like, a way of them, like, experimenting. They're, like, growing from paper, like, just drawing and painting, to, like, making 3D art, and that's kind of, like, it's a nice step into the future. And two, because it was a really easy way of telling stories to people who couldn't, like, read. Since a lot of people in medieval times couldn't read, stained glass kind of acted as another way to tell those stories in the Bible. So that's a really important way. So you, not like the, like, 5% of the population, I don't know the exact numbers, but a certain percent of the population only knew how to read, so they didn't have to read the Bible to everyone. They could just take them to a church and be like, okay, this is a story of Jesus Christ. Here's a panel of Joseph and Mary on a donkey. So that happened, and just kind of like explain it. It's like, it was like an easier way to explain it. And three, because it would lighten up the mood in churches during bad times. Because, like, during the Black Plague, they went to churches a lot, and I think since they had such nice stained glass windows, that it kind of helped, like, lighten the mood a little bit, knowing that God was watching you and he had done this for a purpose. And, yeah, so I hope you learned a lot about stained glass in this podcast, like, how it was made, the history, who really kind of came up with the idea of it, and why it was important. So the ending quote of today is by Elizabeth Kubler Ross, who was a stained glass maker herself, and it is, "People are like stained glass windows. They sparkle and shine when the sun's out, but when the darkness gets in, their true beauty is revealed only if there is a light within."